One of the longest Rashis in the Torah appears at the end of last week's Parsha, where Rashi discusses the age of Yaakov Avinu. And if you go through the Chumash, where it talks about how old he was, it seems as if you're actually missing 14 years, which Rashi calculates. And Rashi answers, says, those 14 years, it must be that from the end of last week's Parsha, where he's commanded to go to Haran to find a wife for himself, till the beginning of this week's Parsha, where he actually goes to the house of Lavan, he actually stopped off for 14 years at the yeshiva of Shem Ve'Ever to go learn some Torah before going off to Lavan. So Yaakov Kamenetsky in Sefer Emes LeYaakov asks three questions. Firstly, he says, why did he need to go to yeshiva Shem Ve'Ever? Yaakov, until he was 15 years old, was learning Torah from Avraham Avinu, from his grandfather. After he was 15 years old, until this point, for decades, he was learning from Yitzchak, from his father. Imagine learning from the Gedolei Hador and then saying, you know what, it's not enough. I have to go to this other yeshiva now. Like, what is it? What was it about yeshiva Shem Ve'Ever that they were able to offer him that he was unable to attain from Yitzchak and Abraham? The second question is, we're told that Yaakov is punished for not returning after finding a wife, and for not being able to fill the mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'Em in. And the punishment is Mida Keneged Mida, that Yosef was away from him for that many years. The only thing that's calculated, though, is that he was not punished for his lack in Kibud Av Va'Em for these 14 years of going off to Shem Ve'Ever. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says, why is he not punished for this? Imagine if your parents ask you to go to the grocery store to buy something, and on your drive there, you know, you stop off and you go to the Beis Medrash for an hour. So that hour where you could have fulfilled what they wanted, gone to the grocery store, already been home to give them what they needed, that hour is being mevatel, the mitzvah kibud av va'em. So he says, why isn't it the same thing here? How come he isn't punished for stopping off for 14 years instead of going to fulfill the mitzvah that his father commanded him to do? And the third question is, we're told in Parsha Vayeshev that V'Yisrael Ahavis Yosef Mikol Banav, Yaakov loves Yosef more than all his sons. Why? Ki ben zekunim hulo, because he's a ben zekunim. Says Rashi ben zekunim, shenola lo li'id zeknaso, because he had him in his older age. He's one of the youngest children. It's interesting, it's pointed out that, what do you mean, Binyamin was actually the youngest, but because Rachel died while giving birth to Binyamin, so he was not his favorite because of that, and therefore Yosef was the favorite. But continuing on the Rashi, the point that's relevant for us right now, he quotes Unkelus. Unkelus tirgem bar hakim hule kol ma shalom mishem ve'ever masalo. Everything he learned from yeshiva shem ve'ever, he gave over to Yosef. So Yaakov Kamenetsky asks, he says, what do you mean? He learned from Yitzchak and Abraham. How come he doesn't give that Torah over to Yosef? Why dafka does it say he gave over the Torah of Shem Ve'Ever? Yaakov Kamenetsky answered these by saying, in order to understand what yeshiva Shem Ve'Ever is, you have to see who Shem Ve'Ever were as individuals. Shem was the son of Noach. Shem witnessed the Dor HaMabul and the destruction of almost the entire world, right, with the exception of just a few people. And he, of course, spent his life surrounded by all those people, probably friends with those people who are committing all these terrible sins, and yet he was unaffected. Ever was someone who lived in the time of the Dor HaFlaga, the generation that built the Migdal Bavel, the generation that was rebelling against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Ever, he himself, was not influenced negatively by them. And specifically these two individuals, of Shem Ve'Ever, who started a yeshiva to teach people the Torah of Galus, to teach people about when you're leaving your holy environment, when you're going to be surrounded by people who are not like you, people who are wicked, people who are evil, we have to teach you how to stay true and stay convicted to your faith, stay convicted to serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with that idea, we're able to answer the questions. Yaakov needed to go to Shem Ve'Ever because even though he learned from Avraham and from Yitzchak, they were unable to give him specifically that lesson. And that lesson about going off and being around negative people is specifically what he needed to learn and attain before going off when he was going to be by Lavan for many years. And the question of why he wasn't punished. So Yaakov Kamenetsky gives a different mashal to answer this. He says, if your parents command you to go and buy a lulav and esrog for them, and on your way you stop off to the Beis Medrash in order to learn the halachos of lulav and esrog, that's not being mevatel kibud av va'em, that's actually enhancing the kibud av va'em, because you want to make sure that you're going to fulfill in the most ideal way to get them that which they're asking for in its most hidden form. And so too, Yaakov, obviously Yitzchak wants Yaakov to stay from, and therefore Yaakov on his way to going to Lavan, he wants to make sure that he's not going to be negatively influenced by him, and he therefore had to stop off by Shem Aver in order to fulfill his father's command. And the last thing, why Yaakov had to pass on this Torah to Yosef, Yaakov knew full well that his children and that the generations very soon were going to be going to Mitzrayim, and that they were going to be influenced by the Zimas Haaretz, by that terrible land, and he had to pass on that Torah to Yosef, the person who was going to go down, in order to fortify himself before being surrounded by the Mitzrayim. And it's interestingly pointed out that Rav Yaakov Emden points out on Friday night, we bless our children with the bracha of Ephraim and Menashe. And the question is asked, why Dafka Ephraim and Menashe? Why don't we bless them with the blessing of Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov? There's so many other people that we could bless them with. Why Ephraim and Menashe? Rav Sham Shem Fal Hirsch answers that it's specifically Ephraim and Menashe because they were born in Galus. And Yosef raised them in Mitzrayim, and they were still able to remain frum. And it's Dafka, those children, where throughout our millennia in Galus, we are able to still remain convicted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to serve Him properly. And we bless our kids every Friday night with the bracha of Ephraim and Menashe, to be able to think about them, to use them as role models in order for us to stay strong. There's a rabbi, Rabbi Salman Maimon, who was born in 1919. And when he was 6 years old, he was coming from Turkey, and he was coming with his family to America. And at that time, going to America was a very dangerous thing on a religious level. It was known as like the Trefa Medina, and it could be that the average person that came here would lose it and would be impacted by all the secular people around them. And when they were on the boat coming to America, there was a tremendous storm, and the boat was rocking back and forth. And his father, Mamish, thought that they were potentially going to die. And he wanted to instill within them the emunah that they would be able to continue and live from lives, even in America. And he wanted to, hopefully, for them to make a statement to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and for the storm to stop. And what he did was he took out a chumash, and he gathered his family around amidst the thunder, the lightning, and this terrible raging storm around them. And he said, we're about to go to America, and I want each of you to put your hand on this chumash, and I want you to take an oath that you're never going to part from keeping Torah and mitzvos. And imagine, with the lightning and the thunder in the background, a child, a six-year-old boy, this made a tremendous impression upon him, of course, taking your right hand, placing it on chumash, and making a shvua that you will never stop keeping Torah and mitzvos. And after each of his kids, after each family member made that shvua, the waters immediately calmed. And they were able to get and survive to America. And that lesson, that idea, was instilled within him to make sure to always stay strong, no matter your surroundings. And surviving in Galus for about 2,000 years is, for us, as Jewish people, is nothing short of miraculous. We need the Torah of Shem Ve'Aver and the brachos of Ephraim and Menashe to be able to continue moving forward. And the Jewish people are a minuscule number in comparison to all the people in America and wherever you are in Galus. But we stay connected to one another, and we stay true to our values. And that's the only way we've been able to survive, and that's the only way we're going to continue to survive in our galus. And as Hashem, our galus is going to be over soon, but as long as it continues, we should continue to thrive in our temporary stay.